بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. موقع حديقة الإسلام على شبكة الإنترنت يقدم لكم
people sending you emails that you do not want about things that you don't really care about, trying to convince you to buy something, to tell you about a certain piece of information that you really do not want. So this really happens in your email. You see that in your email, when you start with your email, let's say you open up a new email account somewhere, and you start with your email, and it's clean, and all of a sudden, in a matter of a month or so, or sometimes much less than this, you start getting spam email. Spam email means that people are sending you tons of emails about things that are not of interest to you. And why they do that? Well, they do that because it's like the marketing concept. Let's send, instead of, you know, if you have a fax machine at home, they might send you a fax saying, well, there is this option, there is this product available, there is a discount on this. They do that also in TV, they do that in radio. And now they figured a way, okay, let's send email to every person who has an email on earth, and tell them, well, we have this product. And definitely by statistically, some people would be interested and some people would buy some of this information and they will make money out of it. So this is the entire concept here. Spamming means that sending you things, a huge amount of emails that you don't really want or you don't really care about. The problem with spamming is, there are two problems with spamming. One problem is it's a waste of time and your resources. This is one problem by itself, because every time you go to your email and there is 50 different emails that you really do not want and really do not care about, you have to delete them all and you have to spend time to make sure that you take them out of your machine. So if you have a web email, then you spend time on them to delete them. Or if you have some Outlook or something, then you need to also delete them. And also it takes up resources, which means that it takes up space. So it also wastes the space that's in your machine or in the web account that you have. That's one thing. But the other problem that's really major about spamming is that they might send you something that looks of interest to you, that has a link or has a file, and once you open up that file or that link, it will put in a virus for you or a spyware in your machine without you knowing. And it might destroy your machine or other machines. So these are really potential problems with the spamming. Here's a rule of thumb, by the way. Do not ever open up an email that you do not recognize where it is coming from. And if an email is coming from someone that you do recognize, make sure that you do not open up an attachment unless you are 100% sure that it's safe and secure. You remember what we talked about worms last time? Worms, what they do, they replicate themselves. So if I get a worm in my machine, in my, for example, Outlook, which is the email application from Microsoft, if I get a worm in my machine, what it will do, it will go to all the emails that I have in my Outlook, and it will send emails to people that I know and I do recognize and trust, and they do recognize and trust me. To all of these emails, it will send email coming from me. So people who are receiving that email, they think it's a legitimate email. It's coming from my friend so-and-so. So they open up the email and they open up an attachment, and that also replicate the problem and create viruses and worms in their environment. So you see, the problem here is that it's not only that email that's coming from people that you do not recognize, but also sometimes coming from people that you do recognize, but because of the worm that was in their machine, that worm stole the database of emails and sent to people on your behalf using your email account, send them emails that have some content that has potential of harming their machines. So this is a rule of thumb. Do not open an email that you do not recognize where it's coming from. Just delete it. And rule of thumb number two is, if you do receive an email from someone who you do recognize, make sure before you open it up that, or at, most importantly, the attachment with it, that it is a safe attachment. And if you do have an antivirus, it will help you out most of the time. Unless it's a brand new virus and your system is not updated, then it might infect you. It's not an easy job, but at the end of the day, it's your privacy, it's your information, and it's something relates to you. You have to do the maximum that you could to protect yourself and protect your information. And most importantly, protect your family. Because you never know what those people might do if you're away of your system and your children are playing with the system, and then what they will see, what kind of bad things it will be presented to them. And that's what, people say. They say, well, I had my machine, it was fine, and all of a sudden it started acting weird. Or now I see stuff on it that I don't recognize. I see files, I see pictures, I see this. Well, all of this because there might have been some kind of hacking happening to your machine. And somebody is trying to steal or infect your machine with some virus or a worm. And all of this, doing all of this does not nullify the fact that you do need to take a backup of your data and the most important applications. So make sure that you always have this thing in mind. Now, I showed you in some previous episodes how you can create backup using Windows, especially if you have Windows XP, and it has very nice features of creating backup. Make sure you don't only create them on your hard disk, but you do take them on CD-ROMs, or better yet, if you want, you could also have yourself one of those external hard drives. It's really nothing but a hard drive that connects to your machine and through a USB port, and you just plug it at the back of your machine, and now you have another hard drive. Now you can save your information and data here and take it with you. That has two benefits. Benefit number one, it's portable, so you can plug this in any laptop and any desktop, and you have your information here. This is great. So instead of carrying around your desktop or carrying around your laptop, you might want just to take this one, and this is your hard drive. This is, by the way, a 40-gig hard drive. And you could have 60, 80 gig, and that will take lots of information. But the second thing about this thing is that if you do have a problem and your system is crashing or is out of use, you do still have access to your most important and critical data, and you can still retrieve this information, so you can take your system to a vendor or to a technician, and they will fix it up for you, reinstall the operating system and bring it back to normal, and all what you do, then you get back your information and data back to the system, and off you go. So this is really very important. I strongly advise everybody to have one of those if you have really critical information and critical data, because the pain of losing the data is really massive, and especially if you have things that you've been working on for years and you're collecting them, articles, documents, audio, video, a lot of things that you've spent a lot of time putting together, or even some personal things, and then all of a sudden it's lost. It's really very hurtful, very hurtful. And if you go through it once, you're going to understand how painful this is. Now, finally, I want to conclude by also showing you what to do if you wanted to stop these pop-ups that come up on your Internet Explorer. We always see these bothering pop-up windows that come up every time you go to some websites, and it comes one after another, and some of them are very annoying, where you go to one website and it gives you 6 or 7 pop-ups. You can get rid of this very simply by using a feature from Google, and I will show you this very quickly how you can do that. You can go to google.com again, and once you go there, you go to the tools section, and once you go, let's say, to more, it will show you here in the tools something called toolbar. And if you see at the bottom of it, there's something called toolbar. Once you click on it, it will give you the option to install a toolbar. And I have installed the toolbar already. You just go and say download this toolbar, and you download it to your machine, save it, and just double click on it, and it will install itself. So now this is a toolbar. You see here at the bottom of the bar that I have for the address, there is a toolbar for Google. Now this has different benefits in it. First of all, you can search here directly in Google. In any website you are, and you come across something that you want to search for, you just type in here, and it gives you the result as if you were already in Google. But it has another feature, which is proper blocked. And you can decide if you want to block all the pop-ups or allow them. Now, if you block them, you have options to choose. In the right-hand side, you can choose the option and you can choose to enable the pop-up blocker and what kind of setting you want. Do you want to play a sound if something was blocked or not? And also, it allows you to do other things related to productivity for your machine, like, you know, spell check, like autofill automatically for the things that you have and the things that you are typing in your machine. And once you do that, now you have your system will block all of these pop up for you, and you don't have to worry about all of these things, windows coming up one after another. Well, I hope that we've been able to put together for you some of the things that you can utilize and benefit from the point of the explanation of the computers themselves, the components, the applications, the operating system, the security of your machine, and how to protect yourself and how you protect your machine. We have to take a short break right now, but we will be back with some websites, so stay tuned and don't go away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. Well, today we're going to present you with another website as usual, and I'll show you what you can do in that website and some of the things that you might find of interest for you or members of your family. Today's website is related to broadcasting on the internet, and it's called actually IBN.net. That's IBN, N like Nancy. So IBN.net, and if you go to that website, it's actually US-based. So once you go to that website, www.ibn.net, it will take you to the website, and it has different things available in it. I will start off by the programs in this website, and if I go to that programs, I will show you the list of the programs that are available in this website. This website has different programs, and these programs are broadcasted in different times of the day and different times of the week. But you have all of these topics. So, for example, you can go to a topic about a matter of law, and they do have an interview with one of the lawyers in the States, and you can ask a question. First of all, listen to it live, and you can ask questions, or you can at the same time go back and see some of the previous shows. So they talk about here, for example, terms in immigration laws, or what kind of immigration law terms are available, and so on and so forth. So if you are interested in these things, you can find them here, and you can go down and listen to them. They are quickly available for you, and once you click on them, it will open up for you, and then you can listen to it and hear it as if you were listening for it for the first time. You see, it will open up a window for you, and it will show you that program again. So this is one of the things available here, but there are lots of other programs, you know, that are available, like the Quran itself. For example, if you go and you want to listen to the Quran, lecture series, they do have lecture series, book review, family matters, hereafter, and so on and so forth. They do have different things here. They do have also a very nice section I like here. It's called Narrated by Bukhari, and they provide you with some of the narrations that were narrated by Imam Bukhari, which he has the one of the most widely accepted books between Muslims in terms of narrations, as you probably know. So this is really the part about programs, and I said it has different programs, and it stores the previous